So it's a weekday morning, early in April of 2007, and I'm staring into my mother's cupboard, her spectacularly cluttered cupboard. Having just moved the folks into an old age home the week before, it's now my responsibility to clean out the house that they've called home for almost 40 years. I have no idea where to begin. Scanning Mom's cupboard, my eyes land on this pile of towel sets, still in their original packaging. The sight of them makes me a little sad, but mostly I'm smiling because I have this image in my mind of Dad scooting up to Mom's cupboard in his wheelchair. His mission? To pick from that pile of forbidden fruit and not get caught. You see, Mom was saving those towels for a special occasion, so there was no way she was going to let Dad wipe his hands on one of them after he'd spent the morning tinkering in the garage. Looking at them now, all I can see is a pile of missed opportunities. Special occasions that in the end never came. Fast forward to July of 2008, and my partner and I are on the verge of selling almost everything that we owned. At the time, I didn't even consider that our decision to downsize might have had anything to do with the way that my parents lived their lives. But looking back now, I can see that the two are inextricably linked. Because whether they'd meant to or not, my parents left behind a very clear message. The less you own, the more you have. Ask most people what they want out of life,